If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Vaccinating the very young.
I can't wait for them to be able to be protected. It will really be a game changer.
Midwest winter wallop.
I know it's coming, and I figure I'm going to be snowed in.
Threats against black colleges.
This is definitely a criminal act.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Pfizer is expected to ask the FDA for emergency use authorization as soon as today for its COVID vaccine to be given to kids 6 months old to age five. Early information indicates the vaccine at doses one-tenth the strength of the adult shot is safe and effective. California mom Caitlin Buchanan has a two-year-old and newborn.
We're looking forward to having something that has been researched and something that will protect the children moving forward.
Shots could be available as soon as later this month. Well, a storm system's forming that's due to bring snow, rain, and ice to a big section of the Midwest. Meteorologist Eric Fisher of WBZ-TV says it starts as rain tonight along the Gulf Coast, then tomorrow.
Big swath of snow now from New Mexico through Texas into St. Louis, Chicago area, northern Indiana, and then stretching all the way into the Northeast. Tracks across northern New England with heavy snow and then ends as wintry mix here in the Boston area.
A new string of bomb threats reported this morning against Howard University and other historically black colleges all around the country. CBS's Jeff Pegues has the latest.
Students and staff at Howard University in Washington, D.C. woke up to a new alert of a bomb threat on campus for the second day in a row.
It's very scary for parents and students and staff as well.
At Bowie State University in Maryland, an order to shelter in place rattled nerves Monday. Other schools that received threats Monday included Albany State University, Southern University, and A&M College, Bethune-Cookman University, and Delaware State University. Acting ATF Director Marvin Richardson spoke exclusively with CBS News.
We have certified explosive specialists who would respond to those scenes.
A federal judge has rejected the plea agreement that would have averted a hate crimes trial for one of the white men convicted of murder in the shooting death of Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia. Family attorney Lee Merritt says Arbery's mother was vehemently against the deal.
Their sentence will be more difficult at the state level. Wanda Cooper Jones worked hard to get these men in state prison.
The agreement would have allowed Travis McMichael to serve 30 years in federal prison. He and his son, also convicted of murder, have till Friday to decide if they'll withdraw guilty pleas to the federal charges. Overseas, Russia denies that it sent Washington a written response to U.S. proposals designed to ease the crisis over Ukraine. CBS's Holly Williams is reporting this morning from eastern Ukraine.
The town of Avdiivka is battle-scarred and broken, with the wreckage of war lying on its outskirts around 200 yards from the front line.
It's a sign telling people this is the minefield.
Yes.
Don't go any further.
Don't go.
In 2014, separatists took control of towns and cities in eastern Ukraine. And as the country spiraled into war, the separatists backed by Russia, Avdiivka became a flashpoint. Its residents were caught in the crossfire. Many people fled, homeless and hopeless. As the US warns of a possible Russian invasion, Ukrainians seem remarkably calm, perhaps because they know they cannot control their giant neighbor.
All federal prisons remain locked down this morning after a gang brawl that left two dead at a prison in Beaumont, Texas. The lockdown's been described as a temporary measure. CBS's Major Garrett reports the House committee investigating the Capitol attack recently obtained testimony from Mark Short, who was Mike Pence's chief of staff.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
A fire at a fertilizer plant in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, sent officials within a one-mile radius to tell people to get out.
We have fire trucks going down every road on the PA system. We're going door-to-door in some places, trying to get everyone out of the area.
Battalion Chief Patrick Grubbs says there have been some small explosions at the plant, and the fire is too dangerous to fight. Well, scientists say a storm on April 29th, 2020, produced a record 477-mile-long lightning strike stretching from Houston to southeast Mississippi, and the longest duration strike ever recorded, 17.1 seconds, happened 2 months later in South America. You can add the soaring cost of childcare to the list of rising bills for many American families. Here's CBS's Mark Strassman.
Except for Washington, D.C., Massachusetts has America's most expensive childcare. For a four-year-old, that cost averages $15,000 a year. An infant, almost $21,000. By government standards, only 5% of Massachusetts families can afford infant care.
It doesn't work for anybody. Nobody wins.
Lauren Cook runs the Ellis Early Learning Center. Without donations, the center would close.
We lose money virtually on every child we serve.
These parents really should be paying even more than they are.
Which is impossible.
Two-thirds of the kids have subsidized tuition. Without that help, Alethea Graham's daycare for three-year-old Ariel would cost more than her rent.
When you're putting that much money into daycare, what am I going to have saved up? How am I going to afford a house?
Mark Strassman, CBS News, Boston.
In the days before the start of the Winter Games, the idea for athletes in Beijing is to stay away from COVID.
Here in Beijing, there is virtually no interaction between those in the so-called closed loop, which includes Olympic athletes, workers, officials, reporters, and those in the open loop, which is everyone else. It's designed to prevent the spread of COVID. The lack of mobility has bothered some of the athletes, but Dr. Brian McCloskey, the top medical advisor here, says it's for their benefit.
The more you stick to the rules that are set out, the more likely it is that you will get here, that you will train, and you will compete.
And right now, one American is hoping she will be able to compete. Bobsledder Alana Myers-Taylor tested positive here. She has no symptoms. Right now, she is staying in an isolation hotel. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Winter Olympics in Beijing.
Tom Brady says he's still mulling his future on his SiriusXM podcast.
Sometimes it takes some time to really evaluate how you feel and what you want to do. And I think when the time's right, I'll be ready to make a decision one way or another.
ESPN and others reported the legendary quarterback's retirement Saturday, citing sources.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A daytime TV host is apologizing for comments she made about the Holocaust.
It's not about race.
What is it about?
It's about man's inhumanity to man.
Whoopi Goldberg was met with outrage over her remarks on The View and later explained to Stephen Colbert on The Late Show.
As a black person, I think of race as being something that I can see. So I see you and I know what race you are.
Whoopi tweeted she should have said the Holocaust was about both race and inhumanity. She says Jewish people around the world have always had her support, and that will never waver. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A New Mexico lawmaker wants movie actors and other film set staffers to undergo state-sponsored gun safety training after the death last year of a cinematographer from a gun handled by actor Alec Baldwin. It's not clear if it'll come up before the current legislative session ends in a few weeks. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.